Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Since there were some Christians in Galatia who had been deceived and led astray by Judaizing teachers, Paul wanted to ask the Galatians some very thought-provoking and penetrating questions. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it yet be in vain? Galatians 3:2-4. Religious groups who bind parts of the law of Moses on their people need desperately to answer Paul's questions. Paul next raised another question which Sabbath keepers and others who observe some of the Old Testament ordinances must address. He, therefore, who ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Galatians 3:5. The expression ministers the Spirit refers to God supplying the Spirit for all who live under the Christian dispensation. He is not speaking of some supernatural, mysterious, and mystical infilling of God's Spirit. He is speaking of the Holy Spirit's leading and guiding us through the inspired Word of God. The Spirit dwells in God's people only as they hear and obey the Lord's message as revealed in the Bible. The same God who ministered His Spirit to the Galatians also performed miracles in their midst. The miracles were intended to confirm the word of God's spokesman. If Paul could perform miracles among the Galatians and among others, it was by God's Holy Spirit he could do such marvelous works. Paul's question in Galatians 3:5 focuses on the very problems which were troubling the churches of Galatia. Did God supply His Spirit and work the miracles among the Galatians because they had kept the works of the law, or because they had learned about Jesus Christ, believed, and obeyed His gospel? The answer to that question is so simple, no one ought to miss it. We are saved, sanctified, and justified by the gospel, not by the law of Moses. In fact, those who tried to find justification in the law were fallen away from grace. Galatians 5:4. Paul told the people in Antioch of Pisidia, "And by Christ all who believe are justified from all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." Acts 13:39. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Romans 3:28. But was not the law of Moses from the very mind of Almighty God? My friends, the law of Moses came from God just as surely as the gospel did. They were both God's covenants. Paul asked the Galatians, "Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained in the hand of a mediator. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster." Galatians 3:19, 24 and 25. How can anyone miss the point Paul was emphasizing in these verses? The law came from God. It served its purpose, that is to bring men to Christ. But now that Christ is come, we are no longer under the law of Moses. How do men and women in our day receive the blessings of God? Must we obey the law of Moses, any of it, in order to become Christians and to remain Christians? We must hear the message God has given to us through Christ, believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, confess His name before men, and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. I urge you to give careful attention to our lesson today in order to receive what God has for His people under the new covenant. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.